Hello and welcome to the Sunday Night Supporters Club podcast. As always, thank you so much for joining me and supporting the podcast. Genuinely means a lot to me and helps keep the podcast going. Now, before we get started, I just want to say I really hope that none of you have had any damage from the storm we've just had. It's been a rough one, parts of the country. It's been a rough couple of weeks with weather. We've had freezing cold temperatures, we've had snow, and we've had a storm. We've been pretty mild here in Littlehampton. We've been quite lucky and had no damage. But I know I might be very lucky when I say that. I might be very grateful, of course, but I could be in the minority there. But hopefully you are all okay. Now, despite the weather, I've actually had a really good weekend. One of the highlights this weekend was actually heading over to our community orchard. And that's because the community orchard team were having a pruning session. They emailed me during the week just to see if I would be interested in helping them out. Basically, it's volunteers. And I didn't know quite what to expect, I'll be honest. But I was really impressed with how it all went. There was some good organisation, plenty of people mucking in. There was probably about 20 people down there. Really nice atmosphere. And it's always good to see food grown projects like that bringing people together. What really got me is, and I'm going to talk about this more on the podcast tomorrow, but I went along, I kind of know what I'm doing with pruning, but and I visit this community orchard quite regularly with the dog. And I can say that a lot of the trees have not been pruned for a long, long time. But I went along, I signed in, spoke to the lady who was organising it, and then she said, we're all going to get together and have a bit of an informal tuition from somebody who knows a bit more about pruning apples and pears. And she gave us instructions. I kind of knew what I was doing, but I listened on. And then I went to the tree that I had earmarked that I was going to do because it was in bad, bad need of pruning. There was no ventilation through it whatsoever. And another young lady came along with me. She wasn't so confident with pruning and was looking for somebody to sort of guide her. And we just went to, we spent 2 hours pruning this tree, albeit for this little wassailing event halfway through. But we went through this tree, we cut a lot of it away. But I tell you what, the ventilation, the way the tree looked afterwards was a huge difference. And hopefully that's going to lead to better apples on that tree in the future. I'm going to keep a close eye on it as we go. Now, back at home, funny enough, we've had a go at cutting down our elm tree. It didn't quite go to plan, though. Again, you'll hear more about this on the podcast. The tools gave up before the tree did. I had fire coming out of my electric chainsaw. So we've done some of it, cutting down this elm tree, but we've got a lot more to go. And, you know, when things like that happen, you just have to laugh and move on. But we've got quite a bit of a tree down, still a long way to go. And this tree is quite important because once the tree is down, it means we can then move on with the next job. One of the jobs that did go well, however, was digging up the rhubarb. Now, it was well overdue to dig up my rhubarb. Every 5 years, rhubarb needs digging up and splitting. And I did that this week. The rhubarb bed itself that was in front of my greenhouse is now gone. That's not where I'm going to be growing rhubarb again. But I split all my rhubarb and we've got 7 little pots of rhubarb now, which have all gone down to the allotment. And hopefully those pots are going to thrive down there. I'm not sure what I'm going to do with them in the end, but we're hoping that once they settle in, it just might make a bit of a difference. Now, moving on from that, today I sowed the cardoons from this month's seed bag. I'll be honest, this is a first for me. I've never grown cardoons before, which I think makes it all the more interesting. Cardoons, of course, closely related globe artichokes, but instead of growing them for the flower buds, you grow them for the thick, fleshy leaf stalks. So to grow them, all I've done is I've sown them in plug plants about 1 to 2 centimetre deep, 1 seed per pot with seed compost. And I've placed that inside my heated propagators indoors under grow lights, warm and bright. I'd expect germination to take a couple of weeks, so we're going to have to be patient. But once they're up and growing, We will need to pot them on as they grow, and then eventually we'll get them outside. They're going to like plenty of rich soil and plenty of space, so we're going to have to start preparing the soil in advance, making sure that there's plenty of space for them. They are big plants, so plenty of planting ahead, clearing the weeds, plenty of organic matter added to the soil, and then we'll plant them out and hopefully they will lead to some good stems. And to use the stems, we just blanch them to make them tender, usually by tying them up and excluding light. And then it's definitely a long-term crop. It's a perennial. So as I said, I've got very little experience with cardoons. This is one of those things that I've never grown before. So I'm just doing it to see how we get on. Now, with that in mind, before Christmas, I was setting a challenge of the week. And this was something that I would ask you to do throughout the week and come back by next Sunday with how you've gone on with it, just to be a bit more interactive, a bit more fun. And this week's challenge is to think about growing something you've never grown before. In my case, it's the cardoons. I've never grown these before, and I think it's going to be an interesting way to develop our growing skills. I always try and grow something every year I've never grown before. This year it is cardoons, but it could be something else that you have never grown before. Ideally, if you could sow it this week, that would be great, but of course that's not always so easy. So it could be something just sitting in your seed tin that you've always wanted to grow but never got around to, or it could be just anything that you've never grown before. All I'm asking is for you to think about growing something you've never grown before. Let me know what it is and how you plan to do it. Genuinely love to hear what you choose, why, and what it is. So I think that is plenty for you for this coming week. Let me know how you get on with your cardoons, and of course, let me know how you've got on this weekend in your garden and in your allotment, because I think that is about it for this week. A little bit short again tonight, not much, but a little bit. We will be back again on Thursday for Supporters Club podcast, but of course we've got the main podcast coming out on Monday, and which is of course what you guys really support to keep running. Now of course, as always, please stay safe. The weather is still rough, the wind has really picked up, but we've got to stay safe. The garden will still be there when the weather is better. Right, you take care, and until next time. No, I said that wrong. Right, I'm going to go in hell. Until next time, please take care.